Hello everyone, I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the new moon of April 24th, 2009. The moon is new in Taurus, the bull, the second sign of the tropical zodiac. When the moon joins the sun in Taurus, it is our signal that spring is, well, in full swing. As far as Taurus is concerned, that means settling in at the roots, spreading your toes and holding your ground, doing whatever it takes to stick around and stay comfortable doing it. Taurus is the first earth sign, and when the moon reflects its energy to us at the beginning of a new lunar cycle, we feel deeply about what we can touch, hear, smell, see, and taste with our senses. Venus is the companion to Taurus, and while in the last lunar cycle we experienced her retrograde effects, now she steams forward again in Aries in a hurry to catch up to those established roots of Taurus sensuality. When we think of Venus in connection to Libra, as we did last month, our minds turn to her lovely hand in the arts. But Taurus, too, brings us an earthy, practical beauty. I was delighted to discover such practical Taurian poetry in the phrases on the back of my seed packets. The planting instructions read and entice me to plant with the surprising and sometimes comic allure of a found poem. For instance, the radish. Uniform, round, pink radish. White flesh stays crisp and delicious even when large. Resists pithiness. And the carrot. An exceedingly popular table vegetable that is unmatched for vitamin content and sweet flavor. It is adaptable, tolerant of mismanagement, and unequaled for supplying food for a long period of time. Now that would make any Taurus moon glow. So go ahead, find out if your soil is the right temperature to plant in the Taurus way. Sit your behind down in it, and if the seat of your jeans doesn't soak through, it's time to shovel. Or if gardening isn't your thing, maybe these delicious excerpts from Isa Chandra Moskowitz and Terry Hope Romero's delightful cookbook, Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World, will tickle your Taurus moon tastes. Who would think that something as simple and unassuming as a cupcake would bring about the revolution? The world is enraptured with this tiny cake. Maybe it's our selfishness, knowing that the cake is mine, all mine. Maybe it's our obsession with beauty. Cupcakes, like flowers, seem to have the perfect proportions to capture our eye. And about their s'more cupcakes, s'more being a favorite Taurian phrase. We may be city girls, but we love us some campfires. And not just because we like to steal people's bras and hide them in trees. These cupcakes will bring out the rustic survivalist in you. The rustic survivalist that knows from scrumptious cupcakes. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to begin finding and enjoying the sensual Taurian poetry in your life at this new moon. Aries. You act with a winning combination of charm, strength, and sex appeal to uphold important values or protect finances essential to those values. You realize what's at stake and stand strong to save it. Taurus. You may be holding ground to start a process that reveals something which has been invisible to others before now, but obvious to you. This takes some belief in your own initiative, but you enjoy that. Gemini. A new friendship turned romance or a future plan or goal entice you into action. All will go well if you react by believing in the ground of your own feelings. Let them take root and bring you returns. Cancer. You are moving toward a slow and steady future goal unfolding with tremendous power. Or a friend or group brings you ground at a time when you start out in new, independent career waters. Leo. Simply by following through faithfully on an unglamorous routine task, you will lay a secure foundation for advancement in your career. An optimistic attitude about this helps you thrive and grow. Virgo. A child or lover could be starting a new transformative phase of life that leads to new physical or spiritual horizons. You are also grounded by this process as you put down your own roots for such growth. Libra. You may feel it's important to stay grounded while a partner initiates a new level of independence. Or perhaps your practical sensuality helps channel more passionate energy between the two of you. Scorpio. You or a partner want to find balance by holding on or staying a course. Yet this is countered by a strong desire to start a new routine independent of the partnership. Balancing the two reactions is key. Sagittarius. You can make a new start in health and habit this month through the simple pleasures of taste and practicality. This adjustment may also help you gain stamina for work habits so you don't overdo it. Capricorn. A slow and steady approach to issues with children, lovers, or family comes with ease to you this month. It helps foster a new feeling of emotional release from long entrenched family ghosts. Aquarius. You may be moving into or rebuilding a comfortable new home nest. Settling in gives you a feeling of security, while in your neighborhood or work, things are unsettled or deep change is occurring. Pisces. You may settle deeply into conversations with women, siblings, or neighbors having to do with earthy, sensual fare. The feeling that others are aware of what matters to you strengthens your values. In astrological metaphor, the moon is said to be exalted in the sign of Taurus. What this means is that the reflective, instinctual, emotional pull of the moon is enhanced by the charming sensuality and rootedness of earthy Taurus. This new moon begins with a challenge for that exaltation. As Venus, the companion to Taurus, moves forward at the Aries point, joined by Mars, the companion to Aries, there may be a pull to react instantly, autonomously, without thought to our desires or angers. The Taurus new moon will react to that by slowing things down in order that we have lasting rather than momentary enjoyment we may regret the consequences of later. It's up to us. As Moskowitz and Romero quip in Vegan Cupcakes Take Over the World, there is a cupcake to fit your every mood. A diet therapist may tell you that being an emotional eater is unhealthy, and they would probably be right. But who wants to be right when you could be eating a cupcake? So it will be up to the Taurus moon to help us choose whether to enjoy the season munching on a fresh carrot or indulging our sweet tooth, or, most likely, a little of both. If we slow things down to a pace that allows such sensual appreciation, we sow the seed to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is used with permission by Travis Silver. To support this and other programming on KRFP, visit RadioFreeMoscow.org.